Kof Aleph Adar, Thursday the 8th of March, Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grosnas, Malava Malka and the Plague of Frogs.
Okay, we continue from where we left off last year. Spoke about... I thought you already made the joke. We spoke about Simcha last year, so we'll go on those lines, and we'll talk about Malava Malka and the Plague of Frogs. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufutesum Abeis says, Chamin b'motze Shabbos melugma. Hot water on Motze Shabbos is, Rashi says, a refuah. And Rashi says it means both for drinking and washing. The Gemara continues on, Pas chamo for Motze Shabbos, hot bread on Motze Shabbos is also melugma, is also a refuah. What it means hot is discussed in the poskim, because hot bread that just comes baked out of the oven might not necessarily be called healthy, at least in halacha svarim, but it might just mean warming up a ready baked bread. So that's for some other time.
Toast.
Sure. Now, there is a minig to drink a hot drink on Motze Shabbos, and that would be chamin. Chamin on Motze Shabbos melugma. And the Maharsha says there's a reason for this. Why should we heat up water? I don't know, have a drink. Why does it have to be water? Why does it have to be heated? Says the Maharsha, because we want to sort of be melava the Shabbos, and we do something lichvoidoi, something that we couldn't do on Shabbos, and we can do now lichvoidoi. You couldn't cook till now you can cook. So you do it lichvoid Shabbos, very similar to Ma'orei Ha'osh, specifically on Yom Kippur, more so than Shabbos, where there we show on Matzah Yom Kippur, we show, we couldn't use this Nair till now we can. So that's sort of the idea, we make it hot. That's what the Maharsha says. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Simon Sheen, Sivkotten Beis, that if it's so that Malava Malka is, as its name tells us, that it's to escort the Shabbos, it would be correct to make the meal of Malava Malka, the Suddhas Malava Malka, as soon as possible after Motzei Shabbos. And therefore he says, if someone's very full, which is, could very well be the case, you know, he just had Suddha Shlishis, he's very full, what should he do? So he says he can delay, but he shouldn't be oisik b'malocha b'keva. Meaning, he can do some malochas, just, you know, but in passing. But he shouldn't set himself down to his weekly activities until he has done the Malava Malka. Because, he explains in Shaar HaTzion, if you get busy with all other things, then you're not really escorting the Shabbos out. It's long left. You've long forgot about it. And then you're coming back. Which guest are you taking out of the house? He's gone. So long as you can't have it yet, but you're keeping Shabbos in mind, you're just waiting until you have some space, then that's still called escorting the Shabbos, because your mind is on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shaari Tshuva that if you are delaying the Malava Malka, don't delay further than Chatzos. And that is based on our Arizal, who says two interesting things. It's brought in the Shaari Tshuva. The first thing he says is that the Neshama Yisrael goes away after you've had Malava Malka. Second thing he says is that one shouldn't say, until after Chatzos. Why until after Chatzos? Because until then, there's a certain Kedusha Shabbos still around. So that seems to say that after Chatzos, Inyone Kedusha Shabbos goes away, Neshama Yisrael goes away, and therefore there's no point anymore in having the Suda, although we will see other poiskim that maybe did have the Suda later than that.
You should be late if you wanted to stay longer than the Shomer
Yisera. No, the Shomer Yisera is going to stay... okay, I hear, but still, Suda's Malava Malka is to be Malava the Shabbos, and therefore it's correct to do it earlier. I don't know if it goes hand in hand with Arizal anyway, what the Mishnah Berurah says. He's just going with the latest time, he's using the Arizal, but what he says to do it straight away is probably more halachic than Kabbalistic. Now, I want to concentrate today, on the refuah elements in Malava Malka. Skulus or refuas, whatever you want to call it, that there is in Malava Malka. So first of all, we had that hot water, whether for drinking or showering, and hot bread for eating, is melugma. Is a refuah, Rashi says. Now, it would seem to be a skuladika thing. Not, if you would ask the doctor, then you wouldn't necessarily think that that would heal. Now, if you take a look in the Maharsha, he explains it api pashtus, not skula, but it's also not a medicine. So what's pshat that it heals? He says something very simple. He says on Shabbos, yes, we have a blech or a hot plate or a crock pot, but the usual food on Shabbos is going to be cold, except what you've put aside to be hot. It's going to be cold because you can't cook on Shabbos. And for an ill person, sometimes he needs hot foods, and cold is not so good for him. And therefore on Shabbos, other than the foods that he set aside, the foods aren't so good for him if he needs hot food. On Motzei Shabbos, have Mayim Chamin, have Paschama, as we said, because we want to show the difference between Motzei Shabbos and Shabbos. So L'chvoy Shabbos, you do something you couldn't do on Shabbos, you cook something. And that will be a refuah, as in now he has hot food, so he'll be okay. He needed heat, he has heat now. So it's just a practical thing. Because you're going to Mechabot Shabbos with hot food, which you can do now, and you'll have plenty of supply if you need, then the person that needs hot food will have what he needs and will be okay. So it's not as in it's a medicine, it's just supplying him with his needs. And therefore he will have a refuah. This leads us to a very interesting thing that I always wondered about in Hilchos Shabbos. You know, the Gemara says that the kavod of the yoim, the kavod of the day of Shabbos has to be greater than the night of Shabbos. That means, Rashi says, you have to put aside good fruits for the Shabbos day, good wine, and all nice things. So why is it, if you ask most people, they would tell you that the Friday night meal is more gishmak than the Shabbos day meal? Yes. I thought you meant to leave all the choshva things for Shabbos day. Now, I always used to wonder about it, and I, you know, wanted to maybe chop and change a bit what I do, until I bumped into an Aruch HaShulchan that explains it all. Aruch HaShulchan says, in Zimmer Reish Pei Tes, why is it that Godl Kvod HaYom Mikvod HaLaila, why should the day be more important than the night? He gives three reasons. Actually gives four, I think, but the three is what we will mention. First of all, he says the night meal comes after already being satisfied the day before, on Friday. So it's not going to be that same roishim on you as a Shabbos morning meal where you've been in shul all morning, you haven't eaten a thing. Now you come home, geshmak, right? So therefore Shabbos day should be more of a choshev meal because it's the first meal of the day, it's geshmak. He also says that always a day meal is more important than a night meal, right? Whether it's lunch or whatever it is, it's the staple. You know, it's your food for the day. It's your day meal, not your night meal. At night you're going to bed. And thirdly, he says, the main kedusha we find in the Beis HaMikdash was in the day when they brought the Korban Musaf. And therefore, the day is to be given more kavod. Now, he says, the Marshal, this is in a different place, in Reish Ayin Aleph, Ois Tes, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Marshal used to complain that the people are eating their Shabbos meals Friday night, they're eating their fish Friday night, and they don't leave it for the day. It says, God will quite ayoy me quite alayla, leave your fish for the day. And the Mashal was makbid that he had his fish in the day. Now the Mashal was well known to be a big fan of fish. You see, I think it's in the 9 days, he says, I didn't only not eat meat, I didn't eat fish. Because fish is, and it's elsewhere as well. The Mashal liked fish. Al-Kaponim, he says, therefore you should keep it for the morning. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, a Moira de Kehezba. He says that there's a reason for this minhag olam that a night meal is better than a day meal. And it's based on what Rashi says. Rashi, note, doesn't say keep your geshmaki foods for the day. He says your fruits and your wine. Why doesn't he say your steak and your schnitzel? Doesn't say that. Why? Because things that need heating, and if they stay on the cooker, the slow cooker, whatever it is, for too long, and they'll kvetch up, and they'll be dry, and there won't be as geshmak, there's no discussion there. Of course you give it to the night, because you don't have to make something not good in order to give more cover to the yoim and the laila. It's only when it's relevant to both, like peiros, yain, or food that can be cooked and stay for a long time and get better, like chulan and kegel, then we say give it to the day more than the night. Or if you have a choice between the two, give it to the day over the night. But the basic foods that are better in the night and only get worse by staying on for so long, then of course you give it to the night and you don't give it to the day. So that's coming off what we said, that many of the foods on Shabbos are cold. Yes, in the day you'll have more cold foods than in the night. You're not going to keep everything on the cooker. But in the night you're going to have more hot foods, and therefore it's taka correct to keep it for the night. And even though God will koed ayoyim, koed alayla, there'll be certain things that you keep for the night, not for the day, because it's not going to be so good to wait to keep it for the day. The Gaon in Tosfos Maaser Rav Ois Lamedtes brings us to another point with regards to Melav Malka. The Gaon says, or it's brought there that he said about the Gaon, that he was very ill, it's very famous this, he was very ill, and he didn't have Melav Malka. And he finally felt a little better after sicking, etc. So he asked his Talmidim to go and check if Hagiya Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. He had to go and check if it was light yet. And if it wasn't, then force down me a kazayis of bread. To be Makai in the midst of a Melav Malka. So we see here, they sort of ate an achila l'idei adchak. It was actually a kazayis, it was makbid on kazayis, it was makbid on bread. And it was after chatzos. So first of all, so you see after chatzos, unlike what we brought from the Mishnah Berurah. There was no choice, okay, but the Evet. Fine. What's that got to do with refuah? Says the Yefele Leif in Simon Shin Ois Aleph, that's Reb Yitzchok Rachmim Nisim Palaji, Zechitadik Levrocha. He says someone that is full from his Shabbos meal and he feels sick to eat anymore. The Mishnah Berurah said, so wait a bit, right? Don't do malachos, kavuos. He says, stuff it. Yeah. Push it down yourself, okay? Yitzchok Atzmoi. To eat it. And he says, Ubeze yinotzel, and with that you'll be saved. Shlo yitztorech lecho macholim, umashkim mei hamorim lerefuah. This, Melav Malka, keeps the doctor away. Melav Malka, will, yes, it might be difficult sometimes, Melav Malka. You might be full. Do it anyway, because it saves from other problems that one will have to eat things that they don't want and drink things that they don't want anyway. So do it this way. And so that's obviously what he's teaching Melugma, it's a refuah, to eat it, or to eat it alidei adchak. He brings this in the name of the Orchus Yosha. There is a problem with this. If you take a look at Hilchus Pesach, in Simon Tophai and Zayin Sif Yud Aleph, you have the Aloch of Afikoyman. It's meant to be alasovi, meant to be full. But the Mishnah Berurah says, not too full. You still got to have a taiva to eat the matzah. If you don't have a taiva, it's eno min amuvcha. But if you're sick and you're forcing yourself to eat and you can't stand it, it's not an eating at all. Eina achil, it's achila gasa. This type of achila gasa is not called eating. You're not yotz afikom. So asks Rav Avadya Yosef in Chazon Avadya that he doesn't understand how you can say that you're yotzim al avamalka by forcing yourself to eat when you're kotzer. He used the lashon when you're sick of eating, it's not called eating. Well, you see, the Gaon asked it to be stuffed down his throat, so you have to know exactly what gedeh we're talking about. But that's our aura. Now, a fascinating thing came across from Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, when he talks about the Suda of Melav Malka. He uses very interesting lashonis. He wants to know, we all know, the Beis Yosef brings in Siman Shin, that Melav Malka feeds a certain bone. The luz bone, or the niskoi, however you call it. That bone is at the end of the spine, and that bone is what's guaranteed not to decay in the kaver. And from there is Tchias HaMesim. And what sustains this bone? No food of the weekday. Only the food of Melav Malka. And therefore, says the Elia Rabba, Mishnah Berurah brings it in Sharetzion, it's Ois Vav in Siman Shin, or Reish Tzadik Tes. He brings that, it's in Siman Shin, that the reason why this bone doesn't decay, unlike all the other bones, is because Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas in the weekday. So his whole body got sustained from the Eitz Hadas and has to die. That was the Oynush, Moves. But this bone doesn't eat on Friday, it only eats on Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, it didn't get any sustenance from the tree, and it lives forever. And from there comes Tchias HaMesim. Ask Rav Yaakov Emden, I don't know what this is. What are these names? Luz, Nizkoi, what are they? And he also asks, why doesn't it have decay? Why doesn't this bone decay? And why does it only get sustained from food of Motzei Shabbos? And finally he asks, and the Zoya, it says that the name of this bone is Besuel Ramo'o. Besuel the cheetah. Besuel the cheetah. And the question is, what a strange name to give to what seems a very ruchnistika bone. They're calling him Besuel and a cheetah, so why should the cheetah get good things? What's going on? And he uses such a loshen, very interesting. Tzar godol hoya li al dover zeh, a great pain over the understanding of this. Ubadakti besforim, I checked in sforim. Pirush einohem, and no one explains it. And then he says, va'ato bi yoisi ba'oisu pe'inyan, when I was working on this matter, hiruni min ashomayim, from heaven, they showed me pshat. Okay, so we're going to hear a heavenly pshat. He says like this. This is the Kitzur Nimrod, where he says, every matter in this world is made of harkova. That means it's different elements coming together. Whether it's eish, ruach, mayim, and ofer, whatever the body's made up, it's all different things joined together. And life is all about those things staying together through the moisture that the body has, the heat and the moisture. And breakdown of life is as things start to dry up and the food doesn't give the sustenance and the moisture, etc., to these different particles, then it dries up and eventually starts to decay in the kava and turns into nothing, because it's only a something from all the particles being together. Once there's a breakdown, then there's a nothing. So that's why most of the body that gets sustained from food eventually disappears. There is one thing, and that is this bone, which he says isn't made, this is the understanding of how it works, why it doesn't need sustenance, because it isn't made from different elements. Yeah, I don't understand in the practical, but I'm just saying this is what he says. It's like, it's Hashem created something that goes from father to son, that is an etzem. It is what it is, it isn't made up of different elements. It is one muhus. And therefore, it never has a breakdown, and always stays whole. It therefore doesn't need sustenance, because sustenance is to give support of all the different matters to stay together. This doesn't need it. Now he says, why does this have to be? So he says a Moridika thing. He says a person goes Achamei Esim Shana to the Keva and disappears basically. So when there's Tchias HaMesim, are you going to say it's him? It's someone else. It's not him, he's gone. It can't be him, he disappeared. And even if you say Hashem made the nest and brought him back together again, but that's Ponim Chadosh's Bolukan. He disappeared. So where's the Tchias HaMesim? Says the Yaivut, the Tchias HaMesim is that there's one bone that's him. And it's passed down from father to son. There's one bone that is mamash him and doesn't disappear. And on that is Nivna, the person, back again. And if it's not Ponim Chadosh Bolukan, because he's here. There's something of him that was here and is here. He calls it the sa'or. It's the yeast in the flour that makes the bread, right? The sa'or that from him, from this bone, comes the whole being. He therefore explains the names. It's called Besuel, because Besuel is Gematria 439. And Mace, dead, is Gematria 440. To say that while it's in the body, and the body dies, this bone also looks like it died with the body. But you should know, that's Besuel, Mace. Ramor, he's a cheetah. He didn't really die. He looks like he died with the rest of the body. But he's a cheetah, he didn't really die, and that's why he's not exactly Gematria of Mace. He's one out. Yeah, we use the kolo, but he's one out to say he's not really dead. Besuel's not really dead. He's alive. And because he's alive, the body will come back again. Because this bone is here with chius to bring back the person. And while the person is alive, then, although this bone looks like it's alive, it cheats and isn't alive, as in it doesn't eat from the food that this person's eating. It's also called Luz. Luz is Gematria 43. Dam is Gematria 44. As in to say, like blood is the chius of the body, So to this luz is the chiyus of the body. But it's 43, it's one out, to say unlike blood, which is the chiyus of the body while the person's alive, this bone seems dead. It's while the person's dead that this bone's alive. That is also why the city where people didn't die was called Luz, because Luz is the source of life for the human being. This is what will give us life. And finally, it's called Niskoi. Why Niskoi? So he says Niskoi is gematria. Well, first of all, there's a pasuk which says Nesech is a lashon of sleeping. While it's in the body, it's as if sleeping. But after death, it brings him back to life. And therefore, Niskoi is gematria 146, which is the same gematria as Kum. 146, because it's Kum L'tchias HaMesim. That is the names of this bone. So he says that therefore this bone only eats by Malava Malka. Why? Gevaldig. The Fidi Yifel Alev. Doesn't bring the Yifel Alev, he lived before him. But he says like this. He says because by Malava Malka, your body doesn't want to eat. You're full. Many times. That's the idea anyway. You're full. You don't want to eat. Ah, so there's only one bone that gets sustenance. The Niskoi, that bone doesn't want to eat Gashmis. It wants to eat because there's a mitzvah. Now the rest of the body doesn't want to eat. And normally wants Gashmis. This bone never wants Gashmis all week. So it's just a spiritual eating. And that's where it gets its sustenance from. And he says this Malava Malka is called Suda the David Malka Mashicha. Why? Because David HaMelech is exactly the same as this bone. He was someone that wasn't meant to live in this world. He's Be'etzem dead. He was a Nefel. He was given Chiyus. Okay, but Be'etzem, he's otherworldly. He's not meant to be living on this planet. This bone is otherworldly. It's a Tchis HaMesim Dika bone. It's not for this planet. So he's here and he's not here. The bone is here and not here. That's the type of Suda that's all about. It's not about the eating, the Gashmis. It's about otherworldly bone eating. Suda's David Malka Mashicha, someone that didn't live, although he lived. The bone isn't alive, although it's actually the real alive thing. That is Rabbi Yaakov Emden's explanation on the Luz bone. Finally, we come to the last point, which the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem the Kolboy. And here's where we come to Machas Tzvadeya. The Beis Yosef says, Reish Sadites, that there's a minhag to gather water straight after Motzei Shabbos from the wells. The ladies go out to gather water. Why? Because Berush or Miriam travels around all the wells, all the waters on Motzei Shabbos, and if someone gets hold of it, and if he isn't well, it will heal him. There was a lady once, their husband was very ill, Mukashkin, and she went out Motzei Shabbos to gather water to help to heal him, and she delayed, took a very long time. And she finally came home holding the kad, and it happens to be that Berush and Miriam got in. And her husband was furious, she's so late, started screaming at her, she got very scared, and she dropped the jug, and it smashed. And some of the waters rebounded, spritzed off the floor, and hit parts of this person's body. And this person, wherever it hit, got healed. Because Berush or Miriam was inside this kad. Says the Beis Yosef from the Kolboy. Upon such a person, we say, for the Gemara in Kedushin, Taf Lamatesa is, I think, says, Ragzen, Eloi Elo Ragzen Usoi. An angry person is left only with his anger. He could have been healed. And what happened? He shouted at his wife, and he ended up with nothing, just being teased, basically. Says Reb Chaim Palagi, in Kaf HaChaim, Simen Lamed Aleph, Ois Nun Gimel, how foolish is this man? He lost everything through a little bit of anger. He would have been all better. And he says, upon this, Koheleth says, V'hoser kas melibecho, take away anger from your heart, V'havei ro mibsorecho, and take away evil from your flesh. Had he taken away anger from his heart, he would have been healed from this water. He didn't take away anger from his heart, he was left with nothing. The Pelagoid says, we mentioned this last year, in the Erech of Atzvus, that Motzei Shabbos is a time where he says, Ashira Yo'om, and maybe others, have a certain Morish Choyra, they have a certain depression on Motzei Shabbos. And until they don't have the coffee the next morning and the cigarette, they don't get better. So he says, a person shouldn't leave that be and wait till the Sunday morning cigarette and coffee. He should deal with it Motzei Shabbos and work on something to make himself happy, go for a walk, whatever it is. He says the best idea is B'kudei Hashem Yishorim Mesam Chilev, take out the Gemara and learn. And if it's difficult, Yitzchok Atzmoy, like the Malava Malka, force himself. And if he is not up to Lomdus, which he should do, but if he can't, then learn Agadita. Now, Rav Chaim Palagi also brings this concept that in Chaim Amozo, and he says, he's discussing whether you meant to say V'hinoya Amotze Shabbos on a week that Yom Tov falls. And the Arizal said you should. And there were shuls that didn't. So someone wants to be an Ober Chochem in the shul that doesn't say it and says it aloud. I follow the Arizal. No, sorry. In places, I think, that don't say it. And he decided to say it. The Arizal said, that 1 second. Okay, leave who did, who didn't. Akaponim. In a place that they don't say it, he decides he's saying it. So he says, first of all, that's a Baal Gaiva. You know, they have that result to allow not to say it, therefore don't start saying it loud. Second of all, he says it will cause a machloikus, and v'inoyam zol motzei Shabbos. And motzei Shabbos is a time when machloikus can really happen, because there's this atzvus in the air. Why is there this atzvus in the air? He says, because the neshama yetzera has gone away, and because they're smoking. I don't know, it's the opposite of the Peleus. It says the atzvus goes away with the cigarette. He says the atzvus comes with the cigarette. I don't know, unless he means that they were waiting for the cigarettes the whole Shabbos. I don't know. Al-Kaponim, he says, Rubam Yeshlem Morash Choyra. Tosus HaSholem also says this. He says the reason why we smell the Som in Motzei Shabbos is because of a certain atzvus, because the Neshom Yisera went away. He says the Neshom Yisera doesn't necessarily mean two neshamas. It means in the weekday, the neshama is in the heart, and on Shabbos it goes to the brain, and widens, and then it goes back down. So therefore, a person is left with a certain depression. Okay. So, this explains to us why this person got angry with his wife on Motzei Shabbos, but the answer still is that one has to work on themselves, even on Motzei Shabbos, because v'havei rom, if the person wants v'havei rom sarecho, he's got to get rid of the kas. The Rebbe of Zisha says, Haroi feleshvur elev, umechabesh la'atzvoiso. Yeah, how does one heal atzvus, the atzvus of Motzei Shabbos? Mechabesh is Rosh HaTevis, Mayim Chamin b'Motzei Shabbos heals the Atzvoiso. So that's whether, Rabbi Shmuel Valt says it's also negated to shower Motzei Shabbos. It's whether one is eating, or one is drinking the hot water, or showering oneself in hot water, it's a refuah. Besides for it being a refuah for the guf, it is brought, it's a refuah for the nefesh as well, because Be'er Shel Miriam brings the Torah, the Medrash Shulchan Aruch says that it brings the Torah, as we see, it says, Mimatona, after you get given the matona of the bear, Nachliel, you noichel the Torah. Now, this we very much learn from Makkos Tzvadeah, a very famous vort from the Stipler, everyone knows it, but it mamash comes in to the Suda Merav HaMalka. The Stipler says that, it is such a foolish thing, Rukiva says, there was one Tzvadeah, and yet, what happened? They banged it, and every time they banged it, came out more Tzvadeh. Yeah, and by the way, this is what Rabbi Kiva says, and upon this, Rabbi Eliezer told him, Kalach, go away from Agadata and go to Nagoan Va'olus, that's not Pshat, and he says a different Pshat. But this is the Pshat we all know. So somehow it was worth it for Rabbi Kiva to stick to that Agadata. Al-Kaponim says the stipler, what would a person do if he's hitting this frog, and out comes more frogs? L'chayra the Seicha would say, stop! You're only causing a worse situation for yourself. And yet, anger says, chutzpah, I'm going to hit a harder. And more and more and more and more. And he says in every situation, if a person will just hold back, even though it's painful, he doesn't say it will disappear. He says, la'at la'at, the situation will disappear. But if he hits it, he's only making it worse for himself. There's no seichel in what he's doing. And therefore, that's the limud of the hot water, Matzah Shabbos, the Makkos Tzvadeah, that with some patience, all there will be V'hotze kas milebecho, v'ha v'ro mitzarecho.